Tuesday, Meatballs. Welcome to the Meatball Pod.
Welcome back to the Meatball Pod. We missed you guys.
I've been traveling like a crazy person.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I think Oliver bit my straw. Freaking Oliver.
I can't. We are such a hot mess today, you guys.
Wait. So, Nicole's been filming in Canada the last couple weeks. So, honestly, I'm just so proud of my meatball. I know some of you have been messaging us annoyed that we haven't been on, but we're back.
I know, I'm sorry.
We're back.
Yes, I didn't realize last week that I was flying on Wednesday because I usually go Thursday, Friday.
Right.
And then it was just like too late and I'm like, oopsies. So
I'm sorry, it happens.
Yeah, so I go to Canada tomorrow and then I'm back for the weekend. So yeah, we are here and we missed you last week. And what have you been up to, Dee? Like what's the tea?
So, I mean, the kids had spring break, so we were so busy. I mean, I just needed to keep them busy. They're two boys, so we're stuck in the house. They just want to wrestle and play hockey, and we all get overstimulated, and then they start to fight. So I'm like, we just have to keep busy. So I did, like, a lot of day trips. So I did, like, the aquarium. That was fun. Then we did I play, because it was a little chilly in the beginning. It was only like 40 degrees, so we couldn't even do anything too much outside. So we did I play, we did the aquarium. We did this one little farm before Easter, Shady Brook Farms. It's really cute. They do a lot of like awesome things. And they had like an Easter egg hunt, the Easter bunny there. Then we did a Devils game and a Phillies game. We did a lot. So, yeah, I've been busy, and I'm so backed up on all my household chores because I just was like, you know what, screw it. I'll just hold off until the kids are back in school. But now I feel very drowning in laundry and dust, so I have to get my shit back together. What about you? You've been just traveling to Canada, I feel.
Yeah, I've been traveling, and then we had cheer and the kids were off from school and I wanted to like go away. I wanted to go to like Florida for the week, but then Sissy had cheer. She couldn't miss practices. So it was just a lot. So we just ended up like hanging around the house, you know, doing stuff outside. Nothing too crazy, but ugh, it was the worst. Spring break is the worst.
Yeah. Yeah, we did have fun. Like the Devils game, we had great seats. It was, the kids had a ball. We got to like fist pump or, you know, like bump the players.
Why? Oh. I thought you meant like dancing, fist pumping.
Oh my God, no. Like the hand bumps.
Oh, the players, yeah.
Yeah. So the kids were pumped about that. And then we went to the Phillies game with like all their friends. So, I mean, us parents were having some drinks too. It was actually a good time. So it was fun.
And love then that baseball. For you.
Baseball, of course. Also, that's my... Baseball is my life now, but I like it.
Baseball's the best.
Yeah. So seriously, that's what so now I'm like prepping dinner in the morning so that when they get home at 4, because we get out late, they just basically, we eat, we get dressed, and we go to baseball. That's Monday through Thursday. And then the same thing on Friday with soccer. So we're in it.
You're doing it.
Yeah, we're in it. So I'm just trying to get it all together. And then we have press next week. So,
oh yeah, you guys, we have press. Wait, when is the show airing? What do we know the date?
I want to say it's like May. I want to say like in May, May 7th, May 9th. I have to look. My schedule's all over the place, but I do know we have press next week, meatballs. So we're getting ready for it.
Wait, so what are you wearing?
So for press, I'm probably going to wear casual. Like I'm going to probably wear my leather leggings because they suck me in.
And oh, yeah, like you're good in those.
An oversized, like, cute denim jacket. Another one I have, like, these other, I don't know, I'm kind of messing around with maybe, like, a blazer type thing. We'll see. Because we have the 2 days of press, and then we have the premiere party. What are you going to wear to the premiere party?
I don't know. I'm literally, like, on Amazon, and also I was missing, like, the BB dress look.
Oh,
and I
yes.
was like, let me see what BB has to offer. And it's all like old school. I don't know if they brought it back or that's just how they still are. But I ordered some BB dresses, and I want to see how the bandage BB dress looks.
Ooh, well, you're a skinny mini now, so I feel like you're going to look, like, so snatched.
Yeah, but my arms are still fat, so I want to see, like, how it looks.
Oh, my God.
I feel
like that's in your head.
I mean, we'll always feel like that, Dave.
I know.
Well, our arms will always bother us unless they're, like, shredded. So, yeah, I want to see what it looks like. But I don't know. I'm not trying to get too dressy. I don't want to go too crazy, but I want to feel a little glam, you know? Yeah.
Meatballs, did you know that a pillowcase can help with anti-aging and hydration? I didn't know that until I tried Blissey, and it's made such a difference for my hair and skin. With Blissey, you'll notice healthier skin in weeks, it reduces fine lines, wrinkles, and sleep creases, and it helps prevent breakouts. You'll see better hair in days, it also reduces frizz, breakage, and preserves styles and color. Silk is better than satin, it's natural, cooling, and gentler on skin and hair. Not to mention, it's breathable, hydrating, and hypoallergenic. Blissey is dermatologist tested and recommended. It's super easy to care for and fully machine washable. And there are over 100 colors to choose from, including new Wicked and Harry Potter designs and Zodiac collection. And it's practical and a great gift, perfect for birthdays, bridal showers, anniversaries, and more. Blissey doesn't have just pillowcases. You can get matching sleep masks, bonnets, and crease preventing scrunchies. So we've been sleeping on our Blissey pillowcases for the longest time now, and it's been such an upgrade from our other cotton pillowcases. Less hair breakage, clearer skin, and better sleep. And now that it's getting hot again, we really rely on Blissey. We're hot sleepers, and these pillowcases have been keeping us cool. So Meatballs, because you're a listener, Blissey is offering 60 nights risk-free plus an additional 30% off when you shop at blissey.com/meatball. That's blissy.com/meatball, and use code Meatball to get an additional 30% off. Your skin and hair will thank you. So, Meatballs, as you know, finding a therapist is hard enough, but finding one who actually takes your insurance, that's where most online therapy platforms fall short. Many don't work with insurance at all, which means you're stuck paying the full cost out of pocket or paying an expensive monthly subscription. Rula does things differently. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, making the average copay just $15 per session. You use your insurance benefits to maintain your physical health, so why wouldn't you do the same for your mental health? And you can go to Rula.com/meatball to get started today. That's RULA.com/meatball for quality therapy that's covered by insurance. Rula isn't just affordable, the experience is tailored around you. Other online therapy platforms might match with you the first available provider, whether or not they're the right fit. Rula considers your goals, preferences, and backgrounds to provide you a curated list of licensed in-network therapists who are actually aligned with you and your needs. No wait list, no frustrating back and forth. Rula makes it easy to find a mental health provider who is accepting new patients. And appointments are available as soon as tomorrow. Plus, Rula sticks with you throughout your journey, checking in to make sure your care is helping you move forward. So, Meatballs, thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that's actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/meatball to get started. That's RULA.com/meatball. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. So I did get like a cute little gown off Amazon. I've worn a similar one before, but it covers my arms, and I feel like I could put
It looks so pretty.
I could put my like Spanx on and just feel cozy in it, you know? Mm-hmm. Because this meatball is still struggling over here. But it's just because I've been so busy. Like, it's hard for me to do Weight Watchers when we've been on the go for the last 10 days. So I'm like, I have to get back into it. That's why I'm like cooking now. You might hear my alarm go off. I'm making hard-boiled eggs because those are only 1 point. So.
Ooh, yum. I wish I liked those because I feel like they're so healthy for you. And I can't do it.
Yeah. So when I was on Weight Watchers, those were like my go-to, like breakfast or lunch. Oh, Oliver's bothering Callie. Oliver, get out of here.
Hot mess over there.
I know. Really? Yeah, Callie, we found out she has kidney disease, so I have to start.
Oh, no. I know. Poor baby.
So I started her on this special diet. That's really, they said I could really do for her. I started her on a special diet. So that's also going on. And the food smells like shit.
I'm sure.
Legit shit. It's like a prescription food. And it's just, it stinks. So.
Poor baby.
I know. She's old. She's 15. She's going to be 15. So my issue is I'm preparing because I know she's also not being able to sleep through the night. So I have to bring her down. And then she can't, I don't know. She's just a little bit of a mess right now. So we'll see what's happening. But, I'm nervous. God forbid something happens. The kids are going to be so distraught. I don't even know how to.
Oh, I know.
Figure that out. Or what do I even say to them? Lately, they see she's having a lot of accidents. Mm-hmm. And then she throws herself into it. She poops and then she rolls in it. It's like a whole thing. So I was like, Callie's getting old. She's a little sick. Just kind of like.
Oh, yeah. Do you prep the kids?
I feel like I kind of have to because, like,
yeah,
I don't know how much longer she has. But.
Well, how old was Noelle, Jenny's dog? I feel like she was 20.
Yeah, she lived long. I want to say Noelle was 18, maybe.
She was Pet Cemetery, poor Noelle.
But she's for Callie's condition, because she's special needs and had surgery when she was little. She lived such a long life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of trying to make her cozy for now.
Poor baby.
Yeah, so I will also, yeah.
At least you have Oliver too, though,
Yeah, but he's freaking bothering her. I'm like, leave the old lady alone.
Well, he's young. He wants to play.
He just was in there sniffing around. I'm like, leave her alone. Please.
He wants to play.
Yes. Yes, he's nuts. He's a nutcase, but I love him. He's definitely a do-to-do. He's a meatball, for sure.
A meatball. I'm so excited for the season to air because me and Dina did have some fun meatball days.
Boston. We've been talking about Boston for the last
Boston. Yeah.
5 years.
I know, but I'm so excited to see it.
5 years ago today. No, it really wasn't 5 years ago. It feels it, though.
No, it really was because we celebrated Jenny's birthday. Yeah. And she's 41 and a half by now. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. It was still good content. You're all going to love it.
Yeah, you all are going to love it. It's such a good time.
Yeah, I feel like this season really is a good time. It's going to be fun to watch. Yeah, and then, like I said, we're doing press next week. And that should be fun. I'm happy to see everybody, We haven't seen each other.
I know. I feel like we're so used to seeing each other because we've been filming for 2 years straight. And we haven't seen each other in so long.
I know. Oh, my gosh. So, funny story. So, when I was at the Phillies game, we were sitting, because it was a group ticket. So, there was, 50 of us. So, we were sitting, all the way up at the top. And all of a sudden, we see a camera guy. And I look, and I'm like, oh, my God. Do you remember Ryan? You would know him by face, but his name's Ryan. He was one of our camera guys. He was there
the
all the time.
Said, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh my God. I was like, that's freaking Ryan. So I'm like, hey, I'm like, Ryan, annoying. And he looks at me, he goes, we know you're here. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, there's cameras everywhere. He's like, we saw that you were here. So I wanted to come up and get you guys. I was like, oh my God, that's so cool.
Cute.
So, yeah. So he got all the kids. So they were pumped. And then he did this thing he got me. And then they wound up doing a you know how they do those celebrity lookalike things? They'll put someone's face and then someone in the crowd that looks like that person. So they wound up doing that. And I the kids thought it was the coolest thing that I was up on the thing. It was so funny.
Wait, who was your celebrity lookalike?
Me, myself.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so.
That's funny.
It was hysterical. And then Bruno was there too. Paul Bruno.
Oh, I was going to say Bruno Mars?
No. No, our sound, our like one of the sound guys.
Oh my God.
So That's then he funny. Wound up coming up. Yeah, they like work, they work at Phil, like Philadelphia, I guess the Philly Stadium. But so I knew cool. that I knew they were from Philly. But yeah, it was so nice seeing them. They came up, they said hi. Yeah, it was nice seeing them too, because we used to see them all the time as also. So that was just a funny small world thing.
That's cute.
Yeah. But how's your how's Ghosty Show going?
Ghosty Show is going good. We actually, the last location we went to was Niagara Falls, but on the Canada side.
Ooh.
And I've always wanted to like see that in person because it's crazy. And it was so beautiful, Dee. I forgot to post pictures and I took like really cute videos, but we were investigating this woman who supposedly haunts Niagara Falls, like in the tunnels.
Oh my gosh, why?
And like in the basement. Because her husband, it was like in the early 1900s, and her husband tragically died from like an illness or something. I forget what they said. But she was like so distraught because they just got married. So she ended up, you know, just trying to end her life because she wanted to be with him on the other side. And she ended up jumping over in Niagara Falls.
Oh my gosh.
So her ghost is like haunting the place and she keeps looking for her husband. And the medium that I work with, that, you know, he's on the show with me, he was like, he's not here. Like, you need to cross over to heaven because you've been trying to look for him for like years and he's literally not here. So we were trying to like help her out. Like, hey girl, he's not here anymore.
That's crazy.
So it was really cool. We got to see the falls and we got to walk in the tunnels, and you go so far down in the ground to get to the tunnels, and it's literally like paradise. Like, wait. You're literally down like that could be like a great like apocalypse place.
But is that something that people could do? Like,
yeah.
Like that's an adventure?
No, yeah, you could pay to go down there, and you walk through the whole tunnel, which is crazy, and then you come out to the end of the tunnels, like where the falls like break, and then you go outside, and then you just get like, you know, just saturated with water because you're literally right by the falls where it ends.
So that's awesome.
It was so beautiful, and it was different because I feel like the places that we've been going to are like spooky jails, like in the middle of nowhere, and, you know, just like haunted houses in the woods. And this one, we were like in civilization with the Niagara Falls. There was places to go, and it was like a tourist place, you know, so it was different, and it felt more like, I don't know, more like a vacation than actually ghost hunting, you know?
Yeah.
But it was awesome. Cute. I liked it. So then this time we're actually going to another small town and doing a haunted house. So, yeah, we're back to the spooky villages.
I guess I would prefer the Niagara Falls probably.
Yeah, you would actually enjoy that one because that wasn't as scary.
Yeah, it's more of like a tour.
Yeah.
Do you get to see the people's like pictures beforehand? Like what they looked like?
Mm-mm. No, I mean, I'm sure I can, like, Google it, but, like, I'm trying to see, like, what I feel because this whole, like, show is, like, testing my abilities and seeing if I can, like, feel the ghosties and, you know, see what they look like and get a name. So it's more of just, like, you know, testing how I feel. And then after I, like, Google everything and be like, oh, okay, like, this is what I was getting. Got it.
Are you getting a lot of stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm, like, kind of spot on with everything.
Wow, I love that for you.
So, like, cool. I could talk to ghosties.
Like, hey, you're a witch.
How cool.
I love it.
Yeah, so it's fun.
All right, so any of you meatballs who are parents, you know feeding decisions aren't a one-time thing. You can make them again and again, stage after stage, and too often the options out there, whether you're feeding a baby, a toddler, or a big kid, just don't meet the standards of what you want for your child. So parents are constantly asked to compromise on ingredients, nutrition, transparency, even safety. And that's why me and Diener, we love Little Spoon. It's one trusted place to shop meals and snacks for babies, toddlers, and big kids. So as their appetites and opinions grow, Little Spoon does too. So the plates are heat and eat meals with superfoods and hidden veggies. Great for picky eaters and getting mealtime on the table in minutes. So this is what I use all the time for Giovanna. She comes home at 3 o'clock and then she has to be out the door by 3:30. So these literally save us. And beyond the smoothies and yoga snack pouches, Little Spoon also makes better for you versions of kids' faves like Fruit Rippers and Cookie Dipsters. They're modern junk-free snacks swap with kid-craved flavors. So feeding the kids doesn't have to be complicated, mamas. Little Spoon makes it easy with real nutritional balanced meals and snacks designed for every stage. It shows up ready to go, takes the pressure off, and somehow still gets devoured, veggies and all. There's no artificial dyes, flavors, or sweeteners either. And you know what? That's a win I'll take every single time. So get 30% off your first online order at littlespoon.com/meatball30 with code meatball30. That's littlespoon.com/meatball30 with code meatball30 for 30% off your first order. Cravings aren't just about nicotine, they're about a habit. The hand-to-mouth motion, oral fixation, the momentary pause, when that loop is broken, cravings spike. So Fume replaces your habit with a flavored air fidget device, distracting cravings without nicotine, vapor, or batteries. So don't just quit, upgrade the habit loop. Reach for Fume instead. So Fume is a really great alternative to smoking and absentmindedly eating, which are both things people do without thinking or when they're bored. And plus, it's been a nice little thing to break my habits and keep me occupied when I have some, you know, downtime on set or if I'm traveling. And what we love about Fume is that the flavors are lighter and not as strong as vaping. It's equal to comparing, you know, drinking flavored water to soda. They also have some really great flavors like crisp mint, raspberry, white cranberry, raspberry lemon, and cinnamon hearts. So when you grab a journey pack, you'll also get a free gift just for using the code meatball. So Fume has already helped over 700,000 people take steps toward better habits. And now it's your turn, meatballs. So use code meatball to get a free gift with your journey pack. Head to tryfume.com, that's tryfume.com, and use code meatball to claim your free gift today.
Do you, after you travel to Canada, are you doing Disney this year?
So we're not doing Disney. I think we're pushing it to October.
Okay.
Just because we totally forgot to book everything. And Disney's in like a month, Jay. We didn't book anything. So we were like, we forgot.
I'm telling you, this time is flying by.
Yeah, no, literally. I thought we had time.
Than and I expected. We didn't.
So we're going to push it to October, in the fall time. And that's like the time that I've always wanted to go.
Because it's like Halloween-y.
Exactly. And it won't be as hot, so... Yeah, I think we're going to try and go for the fall time. But, I mean, Giovanna has her summit competition coming up in a couple weeks, and that's in Orlando. So, if anything, you know, we could try and go to a park then. But, yeah, I'm excited for that because my whole family's going. So the kids can swim, and we could be in warm weather and see Sissy cheer. I'm excited for that.
Okay, so you're still doing it, but you're just not saying the extra.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. That'll still be nice.
It's still a little vacation, so
yeah,
I'll take it.
And then for a little bit.
And then by the time you know it, it's Memorial Day weekend and summer.
I can't.
Crazy.
It's flying. Like, truly.
Flying. Mm-hmm.
I really think the time, something happened with time.
No, I'm telling you. Something definitely happened with time.
I'm telling you. All of our conspiracy theories have been, like, true, I feel. And then Chris is like, okay, which ones? And then I can't. And then I have a brain fart. I'm like... I can't think right now, but it is true. Like, I can't think.
Yeah, everything that we believed is coming true. So, ha ha, we told you.
The aliens.
Yeah, it's all real.
When are they going to come out?
I don't know. Definitely sometime this year, but like nothing happened on Easter, which we thought that was happening. But I think that was more of like... like spiritually, like people will feel things. I don't know.
Well, that's, I heard like some people are like, I think I timeline jump, and that scares me. I'm like,
well, yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to get away from this part of TikTok because that, like, if I sit there and I'm like thinking about certain things, I get like weirded out. Sorry, I'm.
Yeah, so don't think about it.
yeah, I'm not anymore.
It is what it is.
Goodness gracious. Making my hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, nice. It's been 20 minutes.
Yes. put them in the cold water.
All right, well, we do have, we don't have a long show today, Meatballs. So we want to jump into our fan questions now because that's our favorite part. Okay, so here's one. Hi, Meatballs. Two questions. Did you guys always work the full shift at the T-shirt shop, even if the cameras weren't filming? And the second question is, which cast member smells the best? Love you both. Wait, so they were always filming us working. Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, we were filming 24/7.
Yeah, so there was it all the time.
Jersey Shore Family Vacation is different, except for the first season, because we will have a little bit of downtime sometimes. But with OG Jersey Shore, I mean, it was 24/7. Even if you got up to pee, they would, like, come up into your room and be like, where are you going?
No, literally.
Like, to the bathroom.
Ugh. I don't miss that at all.
I remember Hey, Google. Stop.
Hot mess over there.
I forgot it was on. I remember back in the day, I would be like sleep, like laying down, and I would have to pee so bad. But I knew if it was like close to morning time and I woke up, they would be like right in my room ready to film me for the day. So I would just hold it. I wouldn't go.
Oh my God, same. Because right when you got up to like go to the bathroom, but like you wanted to go lay back down and like rest, they would turn the lights on right away, right when you get out of bed.
Yeah, I'd be like, no. Like,
come on.
No, I'm not ready.
Yeah, I'm not ready. Get out of here.
And like Chris would sleep over and I'd be like, just hold it.
Yeah, don't get up.
Just hold it. He'd be like, I can't hold it. I'm like, literally, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, so funny.
So yeah, so they filmed us the entire time and I feel like when me and Dina work together, like we stay there for like 20 minutes and we're like, we're having a meatball day, bye. And I mean, Danny didn't really care. Let's be serious.
Yeah.
And the producers were souped because we were like, okay, let's go.
Yeah. They were like, all right.
Yeah.
So even if Danny was annoyed, the producers are like, you're letting them go.
Yeah. Like you have to let them go. So it is what it is.
Oh my God, Oliver. This fucking crazy person. The member that smells the best. Honestly, I always think you smell so good.
Thank you, Dee.
You always have the best perfume. Yeah.
I like to spray my hair with like this vanilla mist, and then I just lather and spray.
Yeah, I always feel like Nicole always smells so nice.
You know who has good sprays too? Angelina.
Angelina does.
Angelina has like the best hand sanitizer. She has the best spray. She even has vagina spray. So Angelina is always stocked with spray.
Yes.
She smells like Victoria's Secrets.
But honestly, I feel like all of us pretty much smell nice.
No, nobody smells bad. Everyone has their own smell. And I feel like we're all clean and we smell nice. And
honestly, even back in the day when people thought we probably all smelled bad because we were like always like out in the club. And we were all pretty, I would say we all really smelled good. I didn't think we all smelled bad at all.
No.
Maybe we didn't look the best after.
Yeah, we definitely didn't look the best. To where like we looked like we smelled horrible, but we were fine.
Yeah, we actually smelled delicious.
Yes, we smelled like cupcakes.
Yes. Okay, where's the next meatball question? Hi, meatballs. I love listening to you guys, and always the highlight of you're always the highlight of my week. My question is for Nicole. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on the Titanic conspiracy theory that it was all planned. I know you love Titanic and you love conspiracy theories. Thanks. Love you guys.
So, actually, Titanic's anniversary was 2 days ago, April 14th. So,
really?
Yes, happy anniversary to Titanic. Well, not happy anniversary because it's not like happy, but I love you, Titanic. Yeah, so I don't know what conspiracy she's talking about, but they had a conspiracy theory that they planned it because there was a lot of important people on that ship that they didn't want to make to America.
I saw that it was like one of the big bankers. And I think it was something it was like a competition between like the banks or something.
Yeah, but it's like, but it's also like, if you think about it, like, okay, so was it a suicide mission for the captain or whoever was driving the boat? You know what I mean?
Oh, that's true. Unless they
made a deal to get into the lifeboat.
Or maybe they killed him and then they took over the ship. Well, then they would be dead.
Yeah, it's really confusing. I mean, I want to say it wasn't on purpose because that would like ruin everything for me. Yeah.
Because I'd just be shitty in general.
Yeah, I just did the Titanic simulation in the city.
Oh and my it was God, just, did it, you?
Yeah, we how did it before that? Joey's birthday in January.
Oh my God, how was it?
It was so cool. It was like the VR and you just felt like you were on Titanic and you were like walking around and then but you saw the iceberg hit.
Oh wow, you were there when it hit?
Yeah, it was were so
you
cool.
Were you trying to get into a lifeboat?
No, I was trying to pick up the ice. I was like literally trying to like be on the boat because it felt so real.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so you guys can do that. It's in the city. I forget what it's called, but just put in Titanic simulation. And well, it was like $30. It was so cool. Me and my friends did it, and I loved it.
That is awesome. I had no idea you did it.
Yeah, so I hope they didn't do that on purpose. We're going to say it was still an accident.
Yeah.
Because that makes me sad.
Okay, meatballs. Do you guys have bucket lists? If so, what's on them? One of my bucket lists is to go to the Disney Hotel in Hawaii. I really want to go there.
Yes.
I feel like I don't think my kids are old enough to do that trip, but that place, even just in Hawaii in general, is on my bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks so pretty and so beautiful. And it's like all the people just seem so nice.
Oh yeah, it's gorgeous. I've been to Honolulu before I had kids when me and Gianni were just like traveling for what's it called? Like the club appearances and stuff.
Oh, that's a nice appearance.
Yeah. So we went there and, oh my God, it was beautiful. We loved it. Gorgeous. But I feel like the flight was like 12 hours.
But that's the thing.
Right? I feel like it's long.
If I did it, I feel like clearly if I go to the Disney one, I want the kids to still be at a good age.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I would have to probably stop in California, do like a night over and then do the rest of the trip. I don't think my kids will be able to do a full 12-hour flight.
Oh, yeah, because it's closer to California, right, obviously?
Yeah, I think it's like you're halfway there once you get to California or like a little bit closer than halfway.
Oh, yeah,
there.
So that's not bad.
Yeah, so I figure if we were to do it, I would probably do that just so that it gives us a little break on the airplane, you know?
No, yeah, that's nice.
But you just flew right through.
Yeah, I flew right through. And it, obviously, you know, I had wine and then I slept. And then by the time I woke up, we were like landing. Yeah. But it's definitely hard with kids. I can't imagine.
Yeah, that's why I would wait. But what's on your bucket list?
I always want to go to Fiji or Bora Bora.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And, I heard that's beautiful.
Yeah. And like I never did like a honeymoon or anything. So I don't know. I would love to do something very tropical like that one day.
Yeah, with Gianni.
Yeah, and like make it like romantic and cute and just like be in the tropics. Like I never really went tropical like that.
Yeah, I heard Bora Bora is really pretty. Like they have those beautiful.
Oh, it's insane. It's like huts on the water.
Yeah, like the huts and stuff.
That flight I heard is even worse.
Really?
Or like going to Fiji.
You probably have to take like a little flight to the island or something.
Yeah, Fiji, it takes a while to get to, so. I don't know, something tropical like that I would love to do. And Greece. I would love to go to Greece.
Oh, yeah. Greece does look pretty.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm sorry. I'm like getting my eggs together. I'm getting all my eggs in a basket.
My eggs.
Okay, last question. You guys, Gianni on the pod makes me feel like a chosen one, LOL. He's like an unlocked character in my good friend Snooki's life. Carl in Boston. That's so funny. An unlocked character.
Wait, what's that mean?
Like a character that's like hidden away.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I know, that was probably exciting. We need
you don't get to see him a lot.
We have to get him and Chris in the studio with us one day.
Or they could just do a podcast,
right?
And like, why don't you take over for the week?
No, Chris would need notes and have to have a whole thing. He'd have
Can you imagine?
Prepare.
They'd be like, so.
I can't.
That's funny.
So that was our last meatball question.
Yes. What's your plans for this weekend? Because I'm going to Canada.
We're going to Monster Jam.
Oh, love it.
Yes. We're always on the go over here. Buckners are always on the go. Yeah, we're going to do Monster Jam. We usually do it once a year. So it was like, I can't believe it was a year ago that we went already. So.
It feels like you were just there.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm telling you. I feel like I was just everywhere. I feel like everything is just coming so quickly and that I can't keep up with it.
Freaking strange.
Right? Ugh. I'm like, what? Why? What? I feel like the earth's moving quicker.
Well, something's going on.
It's CERN. That's what it is. They're fucking around over there. They need to just stop.
Cut it out, CERN.
Yeah. Cut the shit. Cut it out.
I can't.
We need to keep up. We need to catch up to everything. Opening dimensions and shit. Like, letting things in.
Let's just have the aliens come say hi. That's all I really want.
Well, I believe they will. I had the weirdest dream. I had the weirdest dream that I saw one of the orbs up close and personal, and I wasn't afraid. Maybe it really came to me. Really?
See, I had.
When did you have it?
I don't know, 2 days ago.
Mine was looking up Monday.
And it was like pink and purple, and it was coming down to me.
Mine was similar. Mine was Monday.
Weird.
That is weird.
We're going to get abducted.
But I wasn't like afraid of it.
No.
It was like peaceful. Yeah. It was weird. It was a weird dream, but it made me feel like, okay.
Maybe they're getting us ready.
Maybe. Well, we could be one of those. Well,
We're star children.
But I don't know because I did break a bone now. I didn't break a bone for a long time. And they usually say you don't break bones.
No, I think that's a myth. Because I broke my ankle and my middle finger. And I'm a star child.
Okay. Well, I might be. Who knows?
Because they also say star children don't get sick. Like, no.
Yeah. I don't know. But
maybe we're different.
Maybe. That's crazy. That's weird.
So exciting. Ugh.
All right, meatballs. Well, I have to go because I need to get my grays done before press next week. Where I'm going to look like a little old lady doing
Can
press
I tell
for
you,
Jersey
I was just
Shore.
Flocking out all my grays.
I have grays everywhere. I'm just, it's nuts.
Like, are we 90?
We're getting there. We're up there.
Hi.
So I looked in the mirror and I said, oh my gosh, we have press next week because we haven't been on camera or anything. So I don't really give a shit. And like I care what I look like, but now I'm like, okay, I'm going to be on camera. Like this, it's been a while. I would like no grays. So
I have to go get my nails done because they are so grown out. Like it looks horrendous.
I have to get my nails done too.
My nails look insane.
So I haven't got my nails done since before Liv and Nick's wedding.
So they're grown out like mine.
Oh, yeah. Like a lot.
I love how we're a mess. It is what it is.
Oh, I think I messed up someone's name, Pam. I am so sorry. Carly. One of the questions. Let me go back.
You said Carl?
I said Carl.
Carl.
I thought it was weird. Carl. Okay,
well,
Carl.
I know Carly,
then
I call her Carl. It's fine.
So the one about Gianni on the pod being an unlocked character is Carly from Boston. I'm sorry, Carly. Love you.
Sorry, Carl.
I'm all over here. I'm all over the place. Juggling a lot of balls and eggs over here. But all right, meatballs. We will be back next week. Well, wait. You'll be in Canada, but we will make it work.
No, yeah, we'll make it work. We'll see you next week and have a great weekend, meatballs.
Yes, have a good weekend.
We did it, D.
Let's get sauced.